The Republican Party made its pitch to the American people at its national convention last week, and during his address, President Trump made his case for fossil fuels such as coal. Sidney Bowles spoke with stakeholders across the Ohio Valley region on how the industry has fared under the Trump administration and what another 4 years might bring.
Back in 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump was all in on coal.
West Virginia Coal Association just endorsed me. Let's put it this way. It was between me and Hillary.
Trump visited West Virginia and proudly donned a miner's hard hat. He promised to roll back regulations, bring back coal jobs, and end what his supporters called Obama's war on coal. So, 4 years later, how did he do? Like so many things in politics, it depends on who you ask. Amanda Woodrum is the senior researcher for Policy Matters Ohio, a progressive think tank.
It didn't happen and it didn't work and it was false hope.
On the other end of the political spectrum, Chris Hamilton, vice president of the West Virginia Coal Association.
We think he's done remarkably well. It's almost the day he took office. We began to see new mines opening, new mines being permitted. We saw a lot of miners that were furloughed and laid off being called back.
And somewhere in the middle, Samantha Gross, director of the Energy Security and Climate Initiative at the Brookings Institution.
The Trump administration has not been successful in reviving coal use and in bringing back coal jobs. The Trump administration has focused on rolling back some regulations relating to coal use, but because these regulations weren't the reason that coal was having troubles to begin with, rolling them back hasn't made much of a difference.
According to Brookings, coal used to generate electricity has continued to decline in the Trump era, decreasing by 22% between 2016 and 2019. And data from the Department of Labor show coal employment declining steadily since the end of the Obama years, from about 55,000 miners nationwide in 2016 to about 45,000 miners nationwide in July of this year. Maybe those dismal numbers are part of why coal and coal miners haven't been so front and center in the Republicans' pitch to the American people. The West Virginia Coal Association endorsed Trump this time around, too. But Trump wasn't there to celebrate it. And you'd be forgiven for missing brief mentions of coal and natural gas in the Republican convention last week. There was this, though.
Biden has promised to abolish the production of American oil, coal, shale, and natural gas, laying waste to the economies of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New Mexico. Millions of jobs will be lost, and energy prices will soar.
But Trump's appeal to coal communities has never really been about energy policy, says Dee Davis, president of the Center for Rural Strategies.
Republicans have for a long time supported coal miners and farmers and factory workers, not as economic policy, but as cultural icons. People don't vote policy, they vote who do people like me vote for?
Samantha Gross with the Brookings Institution says that may be changing.
There are certainly a few other politicians who are thinking about what would a Republican stance on climate look like, but the current president is not. But it is an issue that voters care about. The electorate in some ways is leaving the party behind.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sidney Bowles.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.